Wapanana chat through the Vasa. There's different alms rounds. One of the things I loved about being in Thailand was the daily alms round. So that's just part of your day. You gather for alms round. You're at the sala, at the Dhamma hall. You prepare your bowls and everything, and you go out. Usually it's right at dawn. Go out for alms round. And some of the alms rounds, if you're a junior monk at Wapanana chat, you get put on these really long alms rounds sometimes. So the longest one was Tung Bon, which you'd be barefoot for the whole alms round. You'd be walking. You know, it's about probably about this, not quite as long as walking to Fry Vineyards from here. You're walking down this road, and then you go through the village on barefoot, but then you would walk back through these rice fields, and it was like dirt road, gravel road, as you're just kind of like barefoot and trying to make your way back. And that is paved now, so it's actually much easier now going alms around there. But I remember going on that long alms route, Tung Bon village, and reciting the alphabet. I would recite the Thai alphabet every morning. And that's kind of how I started. I can attribute just the alms round as remembering a teaching of Ajahn Chah saying, if you want to learn something, go ahead and recite it every morning on alms round. And if you want to learn the Padimokkha, recite it when you're going on alms round in the morning time. So you just have that time every day. So I was reciting the all the consonants and vowels of the Thai language at that time. And still, by the end of the year, I couldn't speak Thai, but it kind of started getting internalized a bit. It's actually hard to learn Thai at Wapananachat. You really have to be like in a Thai monastery.